Okay, Daf Yud Aleph, the Mishnah. Roizen Ratzon Achar Metzias. So you see people running after some sort of lost object that was Hefker, and it's running through your field. For example, Achar Tzvi Shover, if it's a Tzvi that is limping, so it doesn't necessarily, it can't run super fast. Or Achar Goizen Shaparchu, after a bird that's not flying, as we'll see in the Gemara, if these things are moving full speed, then no matter what, they're not considered Meshumer, they're not considered protected and watched in your field, and you can't make a Kinyan on your field on them. Right? Remember, a lost object is coming through your field. In theory, you have a din called Kinyan Chatzah, which we discussed yesterday. Kinyan Chatzah could be a din in Yad, a din in Shlichus, whatever it is, but the Chatzah to be an extension of you or to be a Shlich of you has to be what we call a Chatzah Meshumer, a Chatzah that is protected. And there's a number of things required for that Chatzah to be considered a Chatzah Meshtamers. First thing the Mishnah discusses is that the animal has to be somewhat able to be caught in the field. If the animal is too fast for you, then you can't do it. So in the Rashi, it says it's good. If it's limping, just an example, doesn't mean that dafka. Then you say you want your sada to be kind. If you, Taisa says, you have to say it. It just means because there's other people running after it, so you just indicate that stop running, it's mine already. So zachsele, it works. If it was running full speed, if they were flying, even if they stopped in the field for a second, but you were unable to catch them, that would not be a proper kinyan, because that again is not a chotzer amishtemers. I'm going to read the Mishmuel. So as we read the Mishmuel, even in the case where you could run and catch the animals, theoretically, this whole halacha of kinyan chatzar is only if you're standing next to the field. If you're not standing there, it doesn't work. What does betzad mean? Does tzad mean in? Or does tzad mean next to? It's machlokes. Most Rishonim seems to say it means even next to, as it means. It means you could be outside the field, but right next to the field. Says my wife, what do you need that for? We have an idea of called kinyan chatzar. Your sada is your chatzar. What do you need to be standing there for? The chayrit should work even if you're not standing there. Your chatzar, as we said yesterday, is your automatic shliach, is your automatic yad, whatever it is, but it works even shalami das. It's an umdun of the muchach that anything that comes into your field, you want it to be kind of you, so it works. So what do you need to be standing there for? So no, you're missing a point. Hanimili b'chatzar mishtameres. That has to be a protected chatzar. A chatzar that the things in it are protected. So if it's a chatzar like your backyard, it has a fence around and it's attached to your house, fine. Over here in our mission, we're talking about a sada. A sada is out in the middle of nowhere. If you're not standing there, and all the fences in the world don't make it mishtameres. Of a chatzar sheni mishtameres, like a sada, i'amid b'tzad sadeu in, ilayla. You have to be standing there. If you're standing there, then even though you're not holding on to the chayfetz, but you're making the chatzar into a chatzar mishtameres, right, the way Rashi explains it, and if you're making the chatzar into a chatzar mishtameres, that's another nekudah. So we see two nekudahs. We need to make the chatzar into a chatzar mishtameres. A, it has to be that the animal or whatever it is that's going through the field is able to be caught. You don't have to catch it, but it has to be able to be caught. And B, you have to be standing there, either the field is mamish mishtameres, or you have to be standing there, and you're standing there itself makes it mishtameres. So what an amazing question now. We not tamer the chatzah shen mishtameres, you remember tzad sadeu in iloilai. Can you find me anywhere in Shas where this halacha comes up? We're learning through Bama Kama, we're learning through Bama Tzia, we're learning through Kedusha, we're learning through Gittin, we learn many halakhas back and forth. Find me any Mishnah or any Brisa that makes this chilek, that to make a Kinyan Chatzar, it has to be Mishtameris and you have to be standing there. And the Gemara is unable to find one, except deep down in a Brisa in Seder Zroyim. Makesha Seder Zroyim. So the Gemara says, if you're standing in your city and you say, we have a halacha called shechacha. Pasuk says, when you're harvesting, and you forget an oimer, we know you forget two or less. You're not allowed to go back and take it. We have a halacha called shechacha. That if you forget things in the field, then you're not allowed to go back and take it. You have to leave it for the oni. The Gemara discusses different places how much you have to leave. If you leave all your field, obviously that's shechacha. It's only two bundles, etc. And you can leave it as bundles. You can leave it during the harvest. Different stages where you can leave it. They're called shechacha. Now, just a few background halachas to make this next Gemara make sense. Obviously, if you bring all the stuff into your house and then you forget that it's there, that's not shechacha. Okay, once you bring it in, there's no more shechacha to discuss. Okay, now there's a problem, there's a fundamental issue you have to figure out with shechacha, which is most of the time you're not the person working in the field. Most of the time you've hired workers to work in the field. So who makes the shechacha? Is it the payalim forgetting the stuff, or is it you forgetting the stuff? So the Mishnah is very clear, b'set this payah, you need both. if either the Poyalim or the Baal HaBayis remembers a certain bundle and it's around the corner, you know, as long as one of them remembers it, it's not Shechicha. It only becomes Shechicha when both of them, both the Poyalim and the Baal HaBayis, forget there's a certain pile of wheat over there that didn't collect. If they both forget it, then it becomes Shechicha, you're not allowed to take it, it goes to the Yoni. Says the price as follows. Hayamid Be'ir, if a person has already left, the owner has already left his field, and he's ready in the city. V'ayman, he says, Yodani Shai Mashiach Shibisad, Pile Shechu. I know there's a certain pile I left on the left side of the field. I left it there. I knew it was there. So I have not forgotten it. But I know, I check on the video, you have videos nowadays, watching your pile of them, and you see that they forgot it. They just moved on to the other part of the field, and they left that there. Okay. But right now, I remember it. So it's not a problem. As long as I remember it, it's not shichla. I don't have to worry about giving it to the Oni. But I want to make sure that it never becomes shichla. Could be until I get back to the field. I'll forget about it also. So does that make it shichla? So you want to announce now that it'll never be shichla. It's not going to be shichla because I am now announcing that even though the Poyalim forgot it, it's not going to be Shechicha. Can you do that? So, lo yeshecha, you want to say it shouldn't be Shechicha. So the Braisa says something strange. Yocha lo yeshecha, you would think that that's not Shechicha. Now, when the Braisa says those words, yocha lo yeshecha, you would think, therefore, it would say, Tam Olaymer, that it is Shechicha, right? You would think it's not. Kamashwa, no, nice try, but it doesn't matter, it's Shechicha anyways. But it's not what the Bar says. The Braisa says, Tam Olaymer, v'shachachta omer basoda, the pasuk we just quoted, basoda v'shachachta, a shichcha in the soda counts as a shichcha, v'loy be'ir, but a shichcha in the ear does not count as a shichcha. That's the steam in Eir Bay. So the Mahagufa Kasha, the Bryce makes no sense. Amr, yachol loy yashichcha, al mahave shichcha. The Bryce's nusach was, you would think it's not, meaning we're going about to show you that it is. V'nasav loy gemara basoda v'shachachta v'loy be'ir, and then the pasuk that it says, the way we're dashing, it seems to be the hafoch, that in the sada your shikha counts as shikha. But once you get to the ear, your shikha does not count as a shikha. So how do you read the braisa? Before we bring a raya from anything to the braisa, we have to make sense of the braisa. Amalai av shikha, elalav hachi kamar. Must be, we read the braisa like this, we have to twist the braisa a little bit. Basada, not that in the field your shikha counts, and in the ear your shikha doesn't count. The opposite. Basada shakuach mekar. If you never remembered it in the first place and you forgot it, have a shikha. Then when you and the pilum forget it, shikha, no question. Zachar, if you remembered it, but the pilum forgot it, ulubisayv shakuach, and then at the end you forget as well, ain shikha. That does not count as a shikha. Meaning the opposite. Not that in the field your shikha counts and in the ear it doesn't count. In the field, your shikha is not going to be a good shikha, because once you're next to the object in the field, you're preventing the shikha from taking place. My time, even the koi gaba have le chotzer chatzere v'zachsele. The difference is, mamash our point. When you're standing next to the field, then it's a chotzer mishtameres. If it's a chotzer mishtameres, then it's like your field is making a kinyan on that shikha. Now, just to clarify something very, very important over here. There's no havamina that you can just stand next to your field and nothing becomes shikha. Right, we don't say that you're koine everything in your field, and therefore it doesn't become shikha. Otherwise, there'd be no din of shikha ever. You just stand next to your field, and oh, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Also, it doesn't make any sense because before you forget it, it's already yours. There's nothing to make a kinyan on it. After it's forgotten by you and the pilim, it now belongs to the ani. Your chatzar can't make a kinyan on something that belongs to the ani. So the way the Mefarshim explained this is as a funny kind of halacha that when the pilim forget it, but you still remember it, it's like half hefker. Half hefker. And if it's half hefker, your sada, if it's a chatzar mishtameris, can now make a kinyan to prevent the other rest of the hefker from taking place. Before the half hefker, there's nothing to make a kinyan on. After a full hefker, you know, I want to make a kinyan on it belongs to the ani. There's this middle stage where the pilum forgot it, and you're still there next to the field. Now you can make it that. So what? But, of a be'ir, if you're not next to the field, afilu zachal b'sef shechkuach, even if you remembered and eventually you forgot, havishicha, that does count as shechkuach. My time is the last second of my list. You're not next to the field. So what do we see from this brisa, deep in the middle of Zrayim somewhere, nothing to do with our sugya, that there's a concept of chatzar only working to make a kinyan for you if you're standing next to it, if you're basada. But if you're ba'ir and not next to the sada, it doesn't work. So it's a riot to our yisoid that a kinyan chatzar mishtameres is only when you're next to the field. So that's a strange way to read the brisa. Mimai, how do you know that's what the brisa is saying? Dilma gzeres hakosafu. Maybe the pasuk is telling you gzeres hakosaf. Debasada nehavishicha, but you're lo yavishicha. Remember, our question was: it says yachol lo yeshicha. Then we bring a pasuk that says havishicha. So the way we twisted it is enechanami in the field. You're prevented shicha there or not? Maybe it means the opposite. Maybe ataka means. And you change it, Rashi says, we would change the prices from Yachol Lo Yeshicha to Yachol Yeshicha. Tamalaymer, no. Tamalaymer, the opposite. That in the field, your Shichacha counts as a Shichacha, but in your ear, once you leave this field and you go to the city, your Shichacha doesn't count. And the opposite. And Shichacha in the ear does not count as a Shichacha. Shichacha in the city does count as a Shichacha. It has nothing to do with your Chatz being kinder, not being kinder. No, it's basically what we're saying is the Brisa is a very difficult Brisa to read one way or the other. So you're twisting and answering up the Brisa and then using that answer up to prove our point. You can't prove a point like that, because I could always easily read the price of the other way, that the price is telling you that shicha in the field works, and shicha in the city does not work. And that's an easier way maybe to read the price. So well, no, you can't read it that way. Amar Kral, the pasuk of Lysoshuv Lakachtai, the Torah already says you have to leave it. Why does it repeat Lysoshuv Lakachtai? The rabbi shicha's ear. That forgetting in the city definitely does count. Wherever you are when you forget, that definitely works at Shicha. If that's the case, what's the price is teaching you? That must be the price is teaching you the opposite. That if you forget it in the field and you happen to be standing there and you already announced that you don't want that to count, then you could stop it. But Shicha's ear definitely does count, and therefore the pasuk is not telling me Shicha's ear does not work. That we already know it does work. So what do you mean? Hamibay lelav. Loisof shalakachtu just says not only is it in a mitzvah saseh, it's a mitzvah slav. Imke never call it sikhenu. So you shouldn't take it. My loisoshuv, you shouldn't go back. The rabbi shichas here, even though if you're not in the field, you're in the city already, still you're not allowed to go back, and your shicha in the city counts, and therefore the price it must be teaching you our halacha of chatzim ishtameres. When you're harvesting, there's also din shicha. There's two din shicha. Shicha is when you're gathering it in, and shicha when you're harvesting. And we dash in shalafon of ein shicha, the stuff that's in front of you, that you have not yet gotten to yet, that does not count as shichcha. Shalachav, the stuff that's behind you, that you passed already, have a shichcha. Shehuba baal toshuv, that means don't go back. Once you passed it, you can't go back. But the stuff in front of you has no din shichcha. And zakah, kol shehuba baal toshuv, you're going back, shichcha, kol shehuba baal toshuv, ain't a shichcha. So where do we see any extra pasuk to teach me that shichcha's ear counts? Amar Rashi, amar kra, yeah, the pasuk says, okay, so we come out with proving that the pasuk clearly says that forgetting in the city counts. If forgetting in the city counts, the price must be teaching you that it's not teaching you that forgetting in the city doesn't count. Forgetting in the city does count. Rather, the pasuk is teaching you that if the pilot forgot it and you're in the field and therefore your chatzar is considered a chatzar mishtameres, then you could prevent the shikha from being chal. But once you leave the field and you're in the city and it's not a chatzar mishtameres, then you cannot prevent the shikha from being. So, Derech HaKifin, we definitely see a raya that Chatzar Mishtameres works if you're there. But if you're not there, it doesn't work. Also explained our Mishnah, the whole halacha of Kinyan Chatzar is only if you're there. If you're not there, again, by a Chatzar Mishtameres without you being there, has a lock on it, fine. But a Sadr or something like that would never be a Kinyan Chatzar unless you're standing there. In fact, we're an amazing kasha. Ace Rabbi Abba Ula, keep track of the names here. Rabbi Abba asked a question to Ula. We have a famous story. Rabbi Gamliel and Zakenim were on a boat. Usually they were going on a boat to Rome or something like that. And Rabbi Gamliel remembered that he had left some tevuah at home that he did not take trumas and maisers off. Okay? And he's afraid his family's at home. They're going to think that what he already left there was already kosher and had trumas and maisers taken off. They're going to eat his crops. So what does he do? Right? No WhatsApp, no telephone, no telegram, no nothing. How's he going to fix this problem? He says, no problem, I can fix it. Even though he's not there, he says, Amar Gamliel, Isur Shani Asud Lomus. He says, leave Truma out of the discussion. Apparently the Truma was already taken off, maybe already. Bryce does not discuss Truma. It starts from Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani. So he says, Maiser Rishon, I announce. 10% of the crops I have at home should be Maiser Rishon. Now the truth is, if he just stopped there, game over. Okay, he's fine. He's no problem. As long as, if we hold Yesh Breira, eventually when he gets home in 6 months from now, Some of the stuff will be left over. As long as 10% of the stuff is left over, he picks that up and he says, Lemafreya, this should be my ma'aser rishain, and fine. Assuming his whole family does not eat 100% of what's left there. If they eat 100%, then this never works. But as long as they eat up to 90%, he's fine. He has 10% left over. He can turn that into ma'aser rishain when he gets back home. But he didn't want to stop there, because there's two halachas of ma'aser. There's a halacha that you have to be mafreshit, and there's a halacha of nesina. You have to give it to the Levi. Okay, so he was yaitza the first part of the hafrasha, but he also wanted to be yaitza the mitzvah's nesina, but he's not there to give it to anybody. So what does he do? He said, the 10% that I'm going to take off in the future, nasan liYeshua, Rabbi Yeshua was with him and he was a Levi, how is he going to give it to Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Yeshua is here with him on the boat. He says, I'll tell you how I'll give it to you. Umakoymei musker loy. I'm going to rent you. Rabbi Yeshua paid him 5 shekel, rented a piece of the field, and if he rented a piece of the field, that part of the field becomes now the chutzer of Rabbi Yeshua. If it becomes the chutzer of Rabbi Yeshua, he's kind of that 10% of Ma'aser Rishon, Bekinyan chutzer. So now you see where we're going and how this has to do with our Gemara. But you're not there. You're not a chutzer mishtameres. How do you do this? Okay. V'yisir achashani yosalam, and another 10% I'm going to take off of Ma'aser Ani. It was a year of Ma'aser Ani. Nasan la kivar, kavya ben Yosef, kivya ben Yosef. Kidei sheyizkor ben aniyim, he was the gabay aniyim. I'll give the 10%. And it goes to Ma'aser Ani to him. And we'll come in Muskulay, and I'll rent to him as well. So you see, he's making a kinyan chutzer, even though he's not there. So says Rabbi Abba to Ula, how can you say kinyan chutzer only works if you're standing there? I see this documented story of these great Gvaldika Gedali Adar, who Luchayra made a kinyan chutzer without them being next to it. Kasha says, "Mevachir b'Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, but Tzadzeder Shagamliel Ha'ilayim, that they weren't there." So you see, a kinyan chutzer works even if you're not there. Amar le, so Ula responded back to Biaba, "Dummy, Amar Abana could lay gummer in Shishmaitzay." Right, so I'm not the first person who doesn't take well to questions. All right, Ula said back to him. Ula said, "You obviously don't know how to learn at all." He's not here. Ula said, "You obviously don't know how to learn at all," and he didn't even answer the question. He said, "Klutz kasha, leave me alone." Now Rabbi Abba's like, "Klutz kasha? Why is it a klutz kasha? What's the answer?" So Kiyasa Lusura, when they got to the base of Medishin Surah, Amaluhu Achi Amar Ula, he went to the base of Medishin, he said, "Look, Ula said you need to have a Chatzim Shtameris. V'achi Asuvise, and I asked him a kasha from this documented famous story. And no one explained to me what the answer is. I don't understand what's going on." Amaluhu Midrabbanan, he said, "No." The Rabbanan answered, "You have no kasha from that story to the case, to Halacha of Ula. Regamliya Matatli Agav Mikarkoi Hiknelehem. It wasn't a Kinyan Chatzir. It was a Kenyan Agav." There's two ways to be makhne someone metaltlin. You can be makhne him, the metaltlin, with a Kenyan chutzer, but that lachar won't work over here because the chutzer over here is enemish tameres because you're not standing next to it. But there's another type of Kenyan. There's a Kenyan called Kenyan Agav, when you're makhne the karka and the chefotzim, the metaltlin, along with it. Over there, you don't need chutzer mishtameres. It's not a din chutzer. It's a totally different Kenyan. And therefore, you made a Kenyan Agav. Agav, the land that they were being kind of, they got the metaltan. Truth is, in that case, lavdafka the metaltan even need to be on the karka. You can be mocking him any karka, it doesn't matter. It's a kinyan agav, it's not a kinyan chatzor, and therefore there's no kashas march story. Rabbi Zera Kibler, Rabbi Zera said, that's a kabbalic answer. Good. So kinyan agav, not a kinyan chatzor, no kasha. Rabbi Abba like Kibler, Rabbi Abba said, I don't like this answer. Why doesn't he like the answer? But he didn't explain. Amar Rava, many generations later, said, Shapir Avot Loi Kibla, that's a good thing that you did not accept this answer, because there's a fundamental problem with saying over here it's a Kenyan Agav. He says, why? He says, I don't understand. The whole story, there's something fishy over here, besides the fact that they're on a boat. Right? So there's something fishy in the story. Why does he have to do a Kenyan Agav or a Kenyan Chatzar? What's he trying to do? He's trying to do a Nesina of the Maiserishan. So just do a Kenyan Chalipin. Now, normally you would do Kenyan Mashicha, Kenyan Hagbah, Amataltan. But there's another type of Kenyan you could do Amataltan. Chalipin. You take the yarmulke, you pick it up, right? We talked about it earlier. You make a Kenyan Chalipin, and that's Makneh automatically this Ma'aser Rishon to Rabbi Yeshua and the Ma'aser Ani to Rabbi Akiva. Why did he do a Kenyan Chalipin? What do you have to get involved with Kenyan Chatzar and Kenyan Agam? Make a Kenyan Chalipin. Simple. Elamah, you know what the reason is? Bechalipin, ela taivas hana, ena mama liknas bimenu bechalipin. The answer is, remember, this crops now that you already took off as Ma'aser Rishon does not belong to Rabbi Gamliel anymore. So if it doesn't belong to you anymore, you can't, there are certain kinyanim you could make and certain kinyanim you cannot make. You cannot makne to someone something that they're not taking just through a regular kinyan if you don't actually own the object. All you own is a schus to give it to whoever you want to give it to. But you don't own the object. If you don't own the object, you can't do a kinyan chalipin. And if that's the case, and therefore you can't do a kinyan agav either, since you're not being makdet to him the produce. You're being makdet to him the schus you have in the produce to give to someone. If that doesn't work with kinyan chalipin, it also doesn't work with kinyan agav. How does it work with kinyan chatzer? So Rashi says, because he wasn't giving it to him with kinyan chatzer. He was being mafkir his schus, and once the schus is hefker, then your chatzer is kind of anything that's in it. So kinyan agav can't work because then I'm not giving you anything. Kinyan chalipin can't work because I'm not giving you anything. It can only work with kinyan chatzer, not through giving, but rather through hefker. And therefore, we're back to our question, which is it has to only be working through kinyan chatzer. And kinyan chatzer can't work because it's not mishnah meres. You got the story wrong. You know why they didn't do kinyan chalipin? Not because tevis on in a moment. Maybe tevis on as moment, and you could do a kinyan chalipin a moment. You know why you can't? Because matanas kahuna, you have to give. You can't sell matanas kahuna. Kinyan chalipin looks like a sale. When you swap something, when I'm going to pick up your yarmulke and you're going to get my matanas kahuna, that looks like a sale. The reason you can't do that is because Chazal said you're not allowed to sell matnas kahuna, and this looks like a sale. Matalta agav makarka nesina limtu. But when you do it there kinyan agav, that's not a sale. That's a proper way of doing nesina. And therefore, really over here, they weren't doing kinyan chatzar because it's a chatzar she'enim mishtameres. They were doing a kinyan agav. They didn't do a kinyan chalipin because that already is a chesaron in giving because that looks more like selling. So we're coming out. Lamaisa that this could be not a kasha on our because a chatzar mishtameres needs quite someone next to you. Over here, you don't have to be next to you, because over here it was a kinyan agav, not a kinyan chalif. So Rav Papa says a different set. Das acheres makner son shani. He said, you're mixing up two cases. Our case is a case of a metziah. By a case of a metziah, the chefetz is hefker, and you're trying to take it. There's nobody giving it to you. When there's nobody giving it to you, it's harder to make that type of kinyan. You're the only participant in the kinyan. For you to be the only participant in the kinyan, you need a better, stronger type of kinyan, and therefore you need to be oimid betzad sadeh, and that's what all the Amoraim were talking about. Whereas the case of Rav Gamliel, when he was trying to be makneh, the meiser Rishon and the Meiser Oni to Rabbi Akiva and to Rabbi Yeshua, that was what we call Das Echeres Makna, which is a stronger type of kinyan because there's two components to that kinyan. There's the person giving it and the recipient. In that case, the recipient does not have to make that type of strong kinyan, even if it's a weaker kinyan, a kinyan without a chatzah mishtameres, a kinyan where he's not staying next to the chatzah that works. You need chatzah mishtameres, but only when you don't have Das Echeres Makna. When you have Das Echeres Makna, you need it. Says the Mamina Tamra, where do I see that chilek? He said that chilek is almost basically built into our Mishnah. Why? It's not. Our Mishnah had said, Raz and Ratzan Achar Metziah, that you have to be able to catch the animal. We said it depends if the animal's leg broken or not neck broken. And Rav Yirmiyah explained, remember Rav Yirmiyah Rabbi Yechanan, Vusha Ratzach Reina Magian. The whole halacha of the Mishnah, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, was only if you could catch the animal. If you're unable to catch the animal's running too fast, the animal's flying too fast, whatever it is, then you're not going to have a din that you can be kind of with such a chatzah because it's not a chatzah Mishnah. And on that side, Gemara, Ubay Rav Yirmiyah had asked the Shaila. B'matona hech. What about if it's not a case of metziah? What about if it's a case of matana? When someone's giving you a present, does the same halacha apply? What if someone's giving you a bunch of birds, and he puts those birds into your field, and they're flying all around the field, but you can't catch them? Right? It's a chicken. It's very hard to catch a chicken. You're trying to run around to catch a chicken. Do you also need that you have to be able to catch it? Or you, no, since it's das acher smachni, you don't. So if you may ask the Shaila, and kibbutz neva abba bar kahana, and he explained, afa pisha ratzach reim ve'enim agian. Even by matana, even if you're unable to catch the chickens, you're unable to catch the deer, whatever he's giving it to you, still the kinyan works. Why? My time, alam ishul the das acher smachni, son shani. Must be, as we see, the same point, that you don't necessarily need a chatzah mishtameres to that degree when it's das acher smachni. So if you have a metziah, it's a hefker object, so you're making only the both sides of the kinyan yourself, you're taking something, then you need A, to be able to catch the animal, and B, to be oimei mitzad sadeyu. But if someone's being makne to you as a matono, or in the case where Gamliel, where it's matnes kahuna, then A, you don't have to be able to catch the animal, and B, you don't even need to be mitzad sadeyu. It has to be some sort of field of sort, it has to be your chatzar, of course, but you don't need that extra maila of chatzar mishtameres that much if there's a dasa cheres makne. Papa. He says the Kabbalah Kakasha. Hare get. What about a get? When a man is giving a get to his wife, we know, we learned yesterday, you can live from the pasuk that everybody holds as a din in yad, we learned yesterday. You could put the get into her chatzar and it works. He says, Hare get, the dasacher is machnoi son. Over there, he's giving it.
V'yamar Ula, and Ula said, even by a get, v'hu sha'imid b'tzad beitso or b'tzad chatzera. By get also we have halacha that she has to be standing next to the chatzer and next to the bayis, if he's going to put the get into her chatzer and bayis. Now, according to the svar, if Papa just said, that shouldn't be true. Because by the case of Papa just said, whenever you have another party giving it to you, you don't need the din of chatzer mishtameres. So if you don't need the din of chatzer mishtameres, then why by a get does she have to be yamid b'tzad today? It's mashma even by das acheres you do. So maybe it's different. Shani get the isabal karcha. Maybe since a get works bal karcha, therefore she has to be omir b'tzad sadeh. So what are you talking about? Maskel of sheshes brei deravidi v'kal v'chaimru. Hafuch. The svar makes the opposite sense. Uma get the isabal karcha. A get which works bal karcha, which means she is less involved in that type of kinyan. It's totally working against her will. Yomir b'tzad beso abchatzera in iloi loi. And yet you say she has to be standing there. Why does she have to be standing there? She's not even a participant in this kinyan at all. It's totally about karcha. And yet we say she has to stand there. So matana that you need her, the midaita, that you need both participants, das, Lord Kolshkin, that you have to stand there. So there's a kasha on her papa, and we see that das acheres makta does not absolve you from having to have the halacha of amir b'tzad sadeh. Says my Ella Amar Ravashi, there's two totally different ways to learn this answer of Ravashi. Ravashi could be answering this kasha on her papa, or Ravashi could be giving a whole new answer to the whole question that we had in the beginning. Okay, Rashi is a little bit confusing. Rashi seems to bring two versions, and it's not really clear in Rashi which version is the real version and which version is not. The Mashah chops up the Rashi and changes words in Rashi. We're going to go with the Rashi the way we have it printed, which is that Rav Ashi is coming to answer this kasha of Papa. He's coming to explain why get is different and why you can't ask a kasha on get, but Lamaisa, the teretz is still the teretz. The teretz is das acherek smakna does not require you to have a chatzim ishtameres. You don't have to be omir b'tzad sadeh when it's das acherek smakna. And that is going to be the difference between the case of a Gamliel where there was a das acherek smakna. You don't need omir b'tzad sadeh by metzia, you do. Why is get different? Almaravashi chatzir is rabbi mishum yad. We learned yesterday that a chatzir by an isha, by a get, we had an extra pasuk v'nasam biyoda. We learned out that it's not just a shliach, it's even a yad, and therefore we said it works by a ketana. That was all Gemara we had yesterday. But, he says, v'loi gara mishlichus. It's still not going to make it better. No, what's better, yad or shlichus? So yad is better, but it still is built on the concept of shlichus. And gabi getu chayvula ein chavan liyadam shlei b'fanav. He says the point is as follows. If you're standing next to your sadeh, then you could say the chatzar has a din yad. If you're not standing next to the sada, then the chatzar does not have a din of a yad. Then the chatzar has a din of a shliach. And you can't make a shliach bal karcha. Ain't chavan liyadam shlei b'fanav. Yes, it could be her yad, but it's only going to be her yad if she's standing there. If she's not standing there, then it has a din of a shliach. If it has a din of a shliach, it doesn't work. Gabi matana, whereas by matana, the schus uloi, zachan liyadam shlei b'fanav. By matana, where it's a schus, then it could work. Because by matana, a shliach could work. Even if you're not standing next to it, even if it doesn't have a din yad, the chatzar, it could have a din of a shliach. And a shliach works. Frek Rashi, wait a second. That doesn't answer the question of Metziah. Because L'chayr, Metziah is a schus. And if Metziah is a schus, it should work mitam shlichus, and you shouldn't have to be standing next to it. Says Rashi on top. Kabi matana de schus uloi, zachal shem b'fanav, visheloi midaitoi. Danan sadi by a matana, de nichol de shetei shluchai. Hilkach, says Rashi. Ki lesa b'tzad chaseir, de lekelet willi yada, even though it's not a din yad, yad requires you to be there, then a smuchala, typically schasam shlichos. It works like a din shlichos. Ki echa de shlucha zoichal shem b'fanav, chaseir nabi zoichal shem b'fanav. Now says Rashi, but by get, of course that won't work, because by get's a chayv. Oh, but now comes the problem. What do you do by Metziah? The Chayim Metziah is also a schus, and if Metziah is also a schus, it should work mitam shlichus. So Rashi invents a new, what? We said das acheres makta, but that was to make a yad work. But over here, we're saying, that's the kasha here, how to work out the Rashi. You're saying you need das acheres makna, but das acheres makna is not going to help you. By the case of Metziah, if it's a schus and working mitam shlichus, you shouldn't need it. Notice what we're saying over here is there's two types of way chatzar works. Chatzar can work mitam yad, chatzar can work mitam shlichus. If it's mishtameres, then it's mitam yad. If it's ena mishtameres, then it could work mitam shlichus. Okay, so if Papa's answer is, das acheres machne is going to say by a Metziah, someone's giving it to you, it's a schus loy, therefore you don't even need it. Notice what's the svara? We're saying now basically a svar. Why is das acheres makna make a difference? Why does das acheres makna make a difference? Why does it have to be less mishtam? Until now we were just saying it's a better type of kinyan. Now we can actually see a better svara. Because when someone else is giving it to you, it's becoming like it can work midin shlichus. And if it works midin shlichus, you don't have to be there. The only time you have to be standing next to the field to make your chatzim mishtameres is if you want it to work midin yad. If you want it to work midin shlichus, shliach shalom kabaisig. You know, when you send a shliach, do you have to be protected standing there watching the shliach? No. Shliach goes to the other side of the world, makes a kinyan for Shama Yisrael, it's yours. So if it's a matana where someone's giving it to you and there's a din shlichus involved, then in a chambi it works. If it's a get where you can't use shlichus, get you have to use yad, then you have to be standing next to it. But now we're stuck by metzia. Because l'chaira, metzia is a schus. If it's a schus, it should work within shlichus. You shouldn't need das acheres makna per se, it should work by itself. So here's a Rashi throws in a twist. Miu says Rashi, "Gabi matzia ki lesa gabod loy nafkas chios mishumad leka lerubuy mishlichus." Why says Rashi? The gabi shlichus iko dasa shleach oi dasa shliach. When you're making a shliach, you need somebody involved there to make the minui shlichus, either the shliach or the mishaleach. Av a chotzer leka loy das shleach veloy das shliach. By a chotzer, you don't have either one. By a chatzar, you're missing the dasha shliach and the dasha. The chatzar has no das, and no one appointed it to be a shliach. There's no das either tzad. Hilkach be'inon. Now, argues in the Rashi is the next four words of the keywords. Das acheres maknoisoi. The marsha's geres hilkach be'inon chatzar mishtameres. Argues is be'inon das acheres makna. That what Rashi's saying is that Rev Ashi is coming to answer up the territory of Papa. By a chatzar, if you want it to work, you have to have either mishtameres, in which case it works midin yad, or if it's not mishtameres, then you need to have das acheres makna to make it work. And that'll make the kinyan on it, and that'll make it work. Even though there's no minui shlichus over there either, the das acheres makes it work. But if you don't have das acheres, you have a chasaron in the minui shlichus, and then it can't work. By a get, where it's going to be working over there, mitam shlichus doesn't work anyways. There's nothing to talk about. By a get, you can't have a shliach bal karcha. You can only have mitam yad, so she has to be standing there. By a metziah matana, it could work mitam shlichus. It's a schus, but you have to have some sort of minui shlichus. You're missing the minui shlichus. So when you have a das acheres makna, that's going to be a stronger type, and that's considered like they're sending it mitam both stadim. It's going to work. But if you don't have the das acheres makna by a metziah, you can't have a shliach. How can you have a shliach when there's nobody who appointed such a shliach, and therefore it would only work by das acheres makna by matana not? So again, there's another way to look at it. If you look, I think in the art school they bring both svarim and both pshatim and then look carefully, but Rav Ashi is coming, according to the way we're explaining, Rav Ashi is coming to answer of Papa's answer. Das acheres makna is still a difference, but get is going to be a separate parsha. Get is going to be a separate parsha, even though you have das acheres makna, it doesn't make a difference, because the best case scenario, if you're not there, would work mitam shlichos, and over here, you cannot have a shliach by a get, because it's going to be a shliach bal karcha. Okay, we'll stop here.